Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610, and I have some good news, ladies and gentlemen. We are seeing answers to who were the players of the week in Week 10 in the National Football League and on the AFC side for Defense Player of the Year, none other than Katie's own, Danielle Hunter. Our defensive end ends up with 3.5 sacks in that comeback victory over the Jaguars. And, I mean, it just had to be him now, didn't it?
Oh, I mean, who else would – I mean, just the sacks alone would be player of the week, as you said.
And, I mean, that's the thing, is you say the sacks alone, but clearly that's not all that he brought.
Right.
One of the things that was deeply encouraging is that he also helped in the run game. Like, it's one of those things that, oddly enough, actually choose to nitpick this defense and try and, like, you know, really get into, you know, details with them, even though they are fantastic as a defense by many, many metrics. You know, stopping the run, or maybe not even stopping the run, but corralling running quarterbacks and making sure that those rushers are able to stop the run.
Yeah.
It gets a little dicey. They played a lot better. They were a lot they held up a lot better in those circumstances, which I don't know that I'm worried about by any means versus the Titans, but it is an interesting thing to see if they can continue to replicate that, because if they can, you know, hold water in that way, they become even more terrifying because they continue to apply pressure and get the rush. If they can also now not allow teams to kind of find little gaps to, you know, have a run attack the aggression of the pass rush or have a quarterback escape, I don't know what a team is supposed to do against them.
So when you talk about the Texans defense, you know, I'm not saying best player. Who's having the best season on the Texans defense?
Ooh, this is tough because some of these players, their stats are going to be some that are accumulating, and then some of these players are stats
for them. I mean, for what your expectation was. I think there's like six players you could say.
Let's do it.
I think
let's
like
do it. Let's do it.
Players.
So clearly, Danielle Hunter, especially with the explosion that he just had,
he's on the list.
Will help bring it up because I know that production wise, we were a little worried, but he was still constantly applying pressure. He also helps by pushing guys because there's a push and pull with these guys. Will Anderson Jr. absolutely in
there's
there.
There's two
because he's had a lot of production, and I think
now keep in mind this is based on expectation. There's two.
I think they're still somewhat. They're still meeting
Stingley.
Sting, absolutely. That's one of the guys that I was getting to when I was talking about the idea of it's the absence of statistics that ultimately proves his value. That every game we could talk about how there's not that many passes going over there, and then very often it's like one pass that's ultimately caught against him or what have you. Like, he's doing a great job there. Petrie is absolutely one of those.
There's four.
The physicality coming up, the interceptions that he had early. The other one that I wanted to get to is number four himself, Kamari Lassiter.
Lassiter is on the list. There's five.
Especially when you talk about being
these are all candidates.
The other cornerback from an all-pro guy. This was the year that you go, our team's going to test him, and good luck. Like, it hasn't been a lot of that. Plus, even more recently now, his versatility, his ability to kind of move in and play the slide, and I guess just generally his willingness to go lay the lumber to be physical, that continues to show up on the.
Now, this is where it gets into the muck a little bit. But I still think you can argue they're having the best season based on expectations. EJ Speed?
I mean, when you talk about the delta of expectation to performance, he's
up
there.
We didn't even know if he was going to start.
He's up there.
He wasn't a starter.
Yeah. Toji I?
Very much pops up there. He's their best run stopper.
Rankins?
Sheldon's been great, too.
Like, there's six or seven guys that you can say he's having the best season based on expectations.
And that's the reason why you have this. That's the reason why this defense is of the caliber that it is, because you have – I don't think there's a defense in the world that is built off of just one dude playing incredible.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or at least not one that's supposed to be one of the best, if not the best in the league. So I did find that to be interesting. And, of course, salute once more to Danielle Hunter, who is the AFC Player of the week. Somebody said, go to lunch already. Y'all sound hungry because of the question.
Yeah, we are.
Of the day. Don't worry. I was snacking on the apple that whole way. I was getting my fiber in.
Yeah.
I don't know what the tone or tenor is to take with this news. Because Jay Glazer reported yesterday that former Pro Bowl cornerback Jair Alexander, you remember now that he is with the Eagles after being traded mm-hmm. away from the Ravens. He's stepping away from football to, quote, try to focus on getting himself right physically and mentally before deciding on his future.
Yeah.
I obviously want to be very sensitive because that could mean a lot of different things with the way that it was said, but there's a physical element and a mental element. He has also been traded a couple of times in the last year.
And lower picks.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like a sixth round pick or something?
Yeah. Something
so,
to that
so
effect.
I think this is something that people know about, that he's had whatever the issue may be, physical, mental, whatever it may be. Yeah, and as you said, you know, you can't speculate and you have to be sensitive to it. But I think it's probably well known that he needs to get himself together, and good that he is.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You're happy about that, but just it's weird. And I guess a reminder for me personally,
mm-hmm.
things go like that. Like, not that Jair Alexander wasn't, you know, isn't kind of advancing in football age, but it doesn't feel like that long ago where he looked like one of the best corners in the league playing up there in Green Bay. A
mm-hmm.
couple of different stints, and now he's in a place where, I'm not going to lie, when I see the, you know, he's got to get himself right and then decide on his future, that feels very much like the couch is calling very, very
right,
soon
right.
for him. But yeah, man, that's a reminder, man. The playing at this high level, it can come to a close pretty quickly. Not saying definitively that's what's here for Jair, but I think it's fair to say that it feels like it
mm-hmm.
to some degree. Another big news point that happened yesterday, you might have heard it talked about a little bit here on Sports Radio 610. In division, the Jacksonville Jaguars, your most recent opponent, they're going to have to get used to the wide receiving core and the cornerback core that they had this past week, because Travis Hunter, the cornerback and wide receiver that the Jags traded up to go and draft at number two or number three, rather, he is done for the season. MCL surgery is what he had yesterday. We learned about that yesterday. So that, I mean, you don't draft a guy for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
However, that particular draft, it feels like that casts a real shadow on the decision to go select him.
Well, because it does. And until he can prove that he can do both, or they make a very tough decision to go just receiver or just cornerback, and he plays at an all-pro level, until one of those two things happens, it's a bad pick. It just is until further notice.
I did the thing where mm-hmm. I was right, and then I questioned myself drafting number two. Which, again, mm-hmm. even more so, like, you had the likes of Abdul Carter and mm-hmm. stuff available to you, and you know that you need – well, I mean, I was like, I guess know that they need pass rush might not be the right way, but
yeah. I imagine – they gave up a first-round pick next year.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I imagine this draft looks – or this team, rather, this weekend looks very different if it's Abdul Carter over there
yeah.
rushing the quarterback
yeah.
in addition to it. Now, of course, you can't go back and change everything. That's not how this works, but – He hadn't even really gotten into that bag of looking like anything like a generational player that they had kind of drafted.
Right.
This is rough, especially yeah. when you're coming back from an MCL. It's not by any means insurmountable, but does this then lower the ceiling on what he can be on either side of the football? Because he needs to be great on both in order to make
well,
this
he needs
worthwhile.
To be-
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh. Very good on both or great at one. You know,
fair. But you gave it's the or
you yeah. got to be elite at
See,
this point.
This is the thing
man.
Is I would hear you on mm-hmm. that very good on one and then solid on the other. If you just if it was just a number two overall pick,
yeah.
It's the additional first round pick that makes it rough. Right.
It was they gave up a second and that year and a number one first round pick for next year.
Yeah.
So you got to be elite at something.
Right. This is one of the few places where you can look at the Cleveland Browns and go, "Good job, y'all did something. Proud of you." But yeah, so Travis Hunter out of the way for the remainder of the season. Doesn't matter for your Texans. You're done with the Jags, but of course that doesn't help the Jags in what they're trying to do. And obviously I feel like they probably had some idea of this when they went and acquired Jacoby Myers. All right. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. You got to remember Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back in this. It's also featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. That's Landman and the new season streaming November 16th only on Paramount Plus. Ladies and gentlemen, if this concussion, or is it the concussion for Jackson Dart? I can't remember because he's had a lot of issues. You know, he has that reckless abandon to his game. But yeah, concussion for Jackson Dart. If that does not abate by the time it's time to play football this weekend, we will have the return of Jameis Winston, ladies and gentlemen.
It's Jameis time, baby.
Mike Kafka, who is the interim head coach there in New York, you remember Brian Daboll was fired up there. He has decided that the number two quarterback on the depth chart will no longer be Russell Wilson, who had to step in after Jackson Dart got hurt. It'll now be Jameis Winston. So now, if Dart can't go.
Didn't they say he's going to start?
I believe so, but I
Adam Schefter tweeted.
Yeah, Adam Schefter said it.
I obviously wanted to lay out the stakes and the reason why. But yeah, seems like Jameis back at it again, baby.
Jameis back at it, which is always fun. We know that.
I mean, people ready to eat a W.
Let's go. They're going to be eating some dubs up in New York, or at least trying to. But it did get me thinking about Russell Wilson. So his career is going to be remembered. How would you remember if it ended today? And it may well end this year. How would you remember Russell Wilson?
I'm trying to find the large overarching thing. There's a lot of things that I think about. The large overarching thing is probably like a dude who was good, like really good at a very particular thing, but had a limited time with it because he's one of the shorter quarterbacks, but he had heft and he had like a mobility. And those were the things that allowed him to be the shorter quarterback, move, find those windows to throw the football into. But, you know, that big arm and everything.
Yeah.
It seems like once he got out of the environment where he was protected, once they leaned into him, or maybe you just leaned into once he got older.
Yeah.
It kind of faded away and you didn't have much left.
How would you remember?
I feel like I will probably be that person that's trying to defend him a little bit. Like, hey, he was good when he came in the league. Mm-hmm. Remember, he was a third round pick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was a third round pick. He came in, won the starting job. I feel like I will be trying to defend him for those couple years. Because right now, we all going to forget about that.
Yeah.
We all just going to be thinking about the end of Russell Wilson and the bad parts.
All right, so you both basically fed into my theory on this. And my theory is this. He's the epitome of someone who just stayed around way too long. Because let's say he retired after he left Seattle. All right? In 10 years in Seattle, 9 Pro Bowls, 37,000 yards, 2 Super Bowls, 1-1, Walter Payton Man of the Year, All Pro 3 times, once as a second teamer, 282 touchdowns, 87 picks. We would be saying if he retired after 10 years, which is a good career, that's a great quarterback. It's gone. It's gone.
That's kind of erased.
I don't even think it's gone.
He had 9 Pro Bowls in 10 years and 4 All Pros.
Well, here's the thing is I don't think it's gone.
2 Super Bowls.
I don't think it's gone. I maybe would view him and not in the same stratosphere, or maybe you'd argue he is in the same stratosphere as kind of Cam Newton. We're like his Super
Bowl. Oh, he was better than Cam Newton. Like 10 years?
Ooh, I don't think so.
No, his career.
I still
Let
don't
Let me say
think
those
so.
Numbers again.
Yeah, I hear you. I think also you have to change. You have to think about.
He had a
you
better
have to think about
career
circumstance.
Than Cam Newton.
The Panthers did not do anything near what the Seahawks did for.
I will fight you on this one on all day long.
Well, let's fight then.
10 years, 2 Super Bowls, 4 All Pros, 9 Pro Bowls,
2 Super Bowls with an incredible defense and an incredible run game. He was surrounded by some things that helped him. Now you got me putting down Russell Wilson, a quarterback that I actually really
But see, that's the part, like the thing that Reggie is saying right now, that's all going to get a race, him mentioning all of that.
That's my point. Had he just retired after 10 years, we'd all be saying, that was a great quarterback.
I'm with you there. I think that the tenor and tone of the conversation about Russell Wilson changes a little bit. I don't think it gets erased. I think we just need more time to get away from what has been a really nasty back portion of his career. And it's not just that he's fallen off a cliff because the deep ball. Well, I mean, he could still throw it down there, but like everything else is not quite there. The mobility isn't there to help him with some of the things that he has with being a short-term quarterback with the offensive line. The biggest thing is just, how do so many people not like you?
I know.
Right? Like,
and that's a factor.
With all the people not liking him, it's made it really nasty to talk about Russell Wilson. But you're right. Like, there's a lot of good in his career.
He was great for 10 years. Not good, great.
I sure hope that with the little distance, people will be able to look back fondly upon his time.
Seattle. And then my thing is, he ain't the first quarterback that was surrounded by a great team like that.
Not at all. All the time.
And it seemed like he would never get the credit or any credit for whatsoever.
I'll put it this way.
For his career.
He is not going to be remembered there's always outliers, but, you know, and certain segments. I don't think, by and large, he's going to be remembered as, that was a great quarterback. Had he retired after 10 years, he would have been remembered as a great
If he would have retired after that first year in Denver, then we could possibly erase that year in Denver and then just kind of look at his Seattle career. Mm-hmm. But we just always going to go back to what happened after they leaned on him.
Yeah, that sucks for him. He's now been relegated to quarterback three once again on that team. Yeah, real rough end of it. But you know what you can always say? You going home to see our big dog, you the winner. real quick, because I did tease this, I want to run through this. There's some coaches that I think possibly on the hot seat. You tell me. Hot, kind of warm or not. Matt LaFleur with the Packers, who, I mind you, I believe they are the team that the Giants are facing this week. So you'll have Jameis versus them and Drew Brees on the call. Interestingly enough, another short quarterback, but Matt LaFleur, the head coach and the offensive play caller for the Packers. This is a team that they're 5-3-1, and it feels like they should be better.
It does, but not hot.
Warm or cold?
I think he's fine.
I think he's safe too.
Yeah, I think he's fine.
Okay. All right. Sean McDermott of the Bills, interestingly enough, a 6-3 team that does not feel like they're hitting their heights here. We've talked about the fact that their defense is bad, and it feels like a lot of this is falling just squarely on Josh Allen to make him good.
Not hot. I paused for a second, but boy, he's done a lot there.
I'm going to say a little warm.
A little warm?
Yeah, not a warm, but just a little tiny warm.
The thing with him you got to talk about is constantly good teams. Where's the beef? Like, where's the back end of this? Where are the playoff victories that ultimately make you feel better?
It kind of seemed like they on a treadmill at this point. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be surprised if they did decide to go in a different direction to try to change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Raheem Morris with the Atlanta Falcons, 3-6.
Hot.
I think hot seat.
Hot.
Yeah.
It does feel like that now.
Yeah.
Like they have these little moments where they step up and they bite ankles, but it just feels like this thing has been fairly mismanaged. All right. A couple more real quick. Kevin Stefanski with the Browns.
Hot.
Yeah, I think at this point it's hot. That offense been so bad, man.
Yes.
That offense been so bad. It'd be crazy if it wasn't a hot seat.
And now it feels like there's also ways in which you're not helping yourself either with some of your personnel.
And that's an offensive coach.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
You can't have a bad offense like that, no matter who the quarterback is.
I'm with you. I think he gets fired, and I think he immediately gets another job. And then finally, Pete Carroll with the Raiders.
Mutually agree to part ways.
Retirement.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. They're 2-7. Does this not feel like where they probably could have thought that they were going to be early on?
Probably, but still.
I don't think so, man. Just kind of seeing how Geno Smith played the previous couple years.
They did go and buy Geno and immediately ruin him.
So I'm not buying that.
All right, there you go. A little bit of a hot or not when it comes to some of the coaches that might be on the hot seat. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Wednesday. And again, salute to Daniil Hunter for being the Defensive Player of the Week in the AFC. Do you have any qualms with rooting for a non-ethical player? Because this came to me because a particular Houston player was talked about as maybe being non-ethical. But I want to make this wider. If there's a non-ethical player on your team, do you have any issues rooting for him? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.